Our first report tonight is from our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
Consider both the statistical and political imperatives that drove the Prime Minister to make this speech. First, the numbers. 260,000 more people arrived in the UK from around the world in the year to June than left. That is roughly the population of Sunderland, all needing houses, jobs, school places and medical care. Second, the politics. One word will do. UKIP. David Cameron needed to combine being seen as simultaneously radical and realistic, bold enough to prove he understands what many see as unsustainably high immigration, believable enough to ensure he achieves what he wants. He did not promise to cap the numbers arriving from elsewhere in the European Union. Instead, he proposed to remove some of what he saw as the incentives of the welfare state currently provided to migrants.
I would insist that in the future, those who want to claim tax credits and child benefit must live here and contribute to our country for a minimum of 4 years. If their child is living abroad, then there should be no child benefit or no tax credit at all, no matter how long they've worked in the UK and no matter how much tax they've paid. And we'll introduce a new residency requirement for social housing, meaning that you can't even be considered for a council house unless you've been here again for at least 4 years.
The Prime Minister added that job seekers from the EU would be required to leave if they failed to find work within 6 months of arriving, and convicted criminals would be deported more quickly. Those living in countries that join the EU in the future would be barred from working in the UK until those new member states were sufficiently rich to ensure a smaller number of people were tempted to move here. He acknowledged reaching agreement on his ideas would not be easy and would require what he called some treaty changes. In other words, an agreed rewriting of the European Union's rules, which are designed to prevent countries from discriminating against people from other states. The Labour leader Ed Miliband said there was a simple reason why people would not believe David Cameron's new promises on immigration.
He said no ifs, no buts, you'll get net migration down, and it's gone up. And he actually said, kick us out in 5 years if we don't deliver. Well, I certainly agree with that. Honestly, David Cameron's got no credibility on immigration, and frankly, people aren't going to believe his new promises when he's broken his old promises.
Mr Cameron sought to portray both the Liberal Democrats and UKIP as the purveyors of opposing yet equally misguided instincts. His coalition partners, he said, were not knowingly enthusiastic about controlling immigration. But people, he added, should distrust those who sell the snake oil of simple solutions. The Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg said the Conservatives ran the risk of over-promising and under-delivering. Nigel Farage, UKIP's leader, said the Prime Minister's proposed changes overlooked an unavoidable truth.
You cannot control immigration as a member of the European Union because we have total open borders with the other member states. And the Prime Minister himself said that is something he isn't going to challenge.
But the Prime Minister's argument remains grounded in an instinct to negotiate reform and then argue for people to vote to stay in the EU in a referendum he wants to hold in 3 years' time. He did, though, repeatedly hint today that if he fails to secure the changes he wants, that instinct might change.